Blog Talk Radio. This is Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and welcome to the show. It's been a while. I'm not even sure. I think about 2 months since the last episode. So when I haven't done a show in a while, I always get a little giddy nervous right when it's about to start. I always get afraid I'm not going to have anything to say or nothing's going to come through, and that never happens, but I always get that way. So right before the show started, I had this push to just get up and do jumping jacks and jump around and loosen up the energy a bit, and that's what I did. It's a good way sometimes. You know, we always think about things like meditation and being still, and those are very, very valuable, but sometimes you also need to shake off the heaviness of the world, and something physical can do that sometimes. So whatever helps you feel connected, I say go with it. Listen to your heart, listen to spirit as it whispers to you, and you'll be able to step forward in your own path and your own vibe that way. Again, it's been a couple of months, and I have had so much going on, really exciting things. It's been kind of a blur, which is also why I was got a little bit nervous before the show started, because I've had to so much be in this world dealing with businessy kind of things and financial things, but it's been all good. It's been things that I've been waiting for and praying for and for 5 or 6 years now, and always feeling like they were on their way and it was coming, and sometimes frustrated as to why it was, things weren't falling into place, because so much of it was the avenue to allow me to continue doing these things that I do, like the radio show and writing and helping people with readings. So I'll give you, if you're a first-time listener, I'll give a little brief rundown of how the show works. I usually start out with a topic that comes to me the day of or the day before the show, and discuss that and give you just the general feelings I'm feeling from spirit, from angels, from as to the message that maybe would be helpful to people listening. And so I go through that. And then I open up the lines for callers, and the callers, it can be input to the topic, but usually It is for what I call mini readings, intuitive guidance from angels and spirit, and they're generally very quick and focus very much on your best steps now on your spiritual path. So, you know, often people kind of think of it like a fortune tell, like is this going to happen for me or is that going to happen? And sometimes I get vibes on that. And I always ask that people keep in mind that you have free will. So what I'm feeling, if I'm feeling that sort of thing, like, yes, I think that may happen and that's the way it's going to go, it's all about your vibration now. And so you have some play in the direction of that, and you can make choices to change or alter. I always tell people I'm not a fortune teller. I'm helping people connect to their best steps now on their spiritual path. So keep that in mind if you call in with your question. And also the readings, in order to be concise, the way I usually get the message will be in like an image of something that somehow then I can translate into a message. And often it's really silly things. Most times it's silly things like a little red wagon, or and I see these messages kind of like the game of charades, and then put it together with the vibrations I'm feeling to give you your message. So if you'd like to call in, it can be very helpful on your path to get that very direct, here's what you focus on now, and it will help you. So the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And we've already got a couple calls. I'm going to go through our topic for today, then I'll start taking calls. Well, first I want to tell you the exciting news and what have been doing over the last couple of months, because it is really something that's been a long time coming. I was able to sell my house. I had put it on the market two times the last 2 years, and you know, always got really good feedback, but just didn't really get any bites. The market just was still too slow, and I really was in quite a bit of financial strain, particularly if I was continuing on this path to focus so much on things like this radio show that cost me money, and being able to do that for people free of charge, and so much was on my own dime, and at times it was really scary, at times it was terrifying, frankly. But after I had that really deeply awakening moment, that life-changing moment, I think 7 or 8 years ago, even though I would maybe zig and zag a little bit, I knew that my path has to be, at least in part, in this way, being a messenger. And at times it's difficult, either because the message that I feel like I'm supposed to deliver isn't always a pleasant one, to some, you know, at times in life, I always stayed focused on that. And most times, like when I do the show, it's joyful messages. It's about your best thing right now. Sometimes people are resistant to that. Most times people are ready for it, and it's all very exciting because they're overcoming any fears of new steps or new horizons. So sold my house in North Carolina and freed me up so much. But, of course, I had to pack and move and store, gave loads of things away, and so that was an undertaking and an ordeal in some ways, but I was so excited through the whole thing that I had so much energy. And then I was transporting things to my son in Florida, and so I've just been all over the place for the last couple months. That's why I say it's a blur. But today's first day getting back into the radio show, and I'm really excited about that. So I thank you all for listening. I thank you all for saying prayers for me when I put the house on the market. I just knew this was going to be the time, and it went so smoothly. And I know that all of those prayers were so helpful in it and helped lift it up and make it happen. And I thank you all so much for that. But, okay, now I'm getting a little off the topic of today. But today's message is about making the deeper connection to your soul journey. And I feel and have felt for some months now that that time has come where so many of us have been preparing in the smaller steps, and we've been preparing for something that we knew was there, and that now is the time that it's going to be the more giant leaps, and also where our path, our specific path and purpose is going to be more clear, and we're going to be able to focus on that in bigger ways and zero in on that rather than maybe feeling like we're all across the dartboard figuring out what, where we're supposed to contribute or how, what our gifts are. So I feel like it's a really important time energetically that when we've been going down that path, it's going to get clearer for so many of us, and we will be able to be more calm and zero in on our specific gifts and how we're supposed to share them, and also at the same time support others in their causes and their areas of focus, even if we aren't directly involved, because you can get worn out when you scatter your energy in different directions and you want to save the world in every way and you want to right every wrong and help every cause. I feel like so many of us are now going, it's going to be much more clear of, Sherry, this is your focus. Focus here, and that's what, where you'll have the most benefit and be able to share the most with others that will benefit them and where it will lift you up more. So I think many of us are going to get that kind of focus, and that's a great thing because some of you listening may have felt very scattered too over the last few years, like you knew you had a call and you knew part of it, but you just couldn't focus on exactly what, how you're supposed to bring that to fruition. And I feel it in a very palpable way. The call is getting stronger and stronger and louder and louder, and we have the wave of what we sometimes call light workers that are probably going to get that really more direct guidance for zero in on this. But then we also have that call coming to the population at large and people who are maybe just in the beginning steps of really awakening, and it's going to be scary for them, and we can help them with our energy by just sharing our light, giving them guidance if they ask for it, but sometimes just letting our warmth shine out to them when you can feel their fear. Sometimes lately I can, you know, walk through the grocery store and I just get that little bing moment, like this person is about to have this, an awakening, and they may be in this struggle with it, like the change, the, it is unsettling, and I just pause and say a little prayer for them. You don't have to say anything to them, you don't have to tell them what to do, you don't have to so practice that when you're out and about and you feel something like that, that it may feel like uneasiness from you, but just pause and let spirit tell you what it is and just say a prayer that light be surround, that light surround that person or anyone you come in contact with, because those, like I said, those that have already walked that path will be valuable to those that are just now getting the courage to step a little bit outside the box and think in some new ways. So it's all tremendously exciting. It's every time someone else decides that they want to focus on light because that's who they are, who we are, and returning to that helps every single one of us. So we're all helping each other that way. It's so exciting to me and so joyous. So be part of that and be part of it in a bigger way. And if you have little things that you've been afraid to step out in, please have the courage and do it. Be bold. Okay, so I am going to take the first call, and it's from area code 443. So you'll hear a computer voice that's says, I think it says unmuted or something like that. I've forgotten. It's been so long since I've done the show. And then you'll know you're live when you hear that.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
How are you? Good.
I am having a great day. You've been holding a while, so thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
What can I do for you today? Do you have a specific question, or do you want just general guidance?
Yeah, my spiritual journey guidance.
Okay. Okay, the first thing I saw for you is dandelion. And I'll tell you how I saw that as the message. Okay, trying to, it feels like there's more message coming in with that. But my initial, what I felt with the dandelions was that it was about, you know, dandelions are little flowers. A lot of people think of them as nuisance and weeds.
Right.
And, but depending on your perspective, they're also pretty little flowers. and when we're, you know, think about when your children, you know, you'll pick the dandelion and take it to somebody you love because you think it's just a beautiful flower. You don't think of it as a weed. It's so how I would interpret that is to step back with some things that maybe you've seen as something negative and realize that maybe it's there as a positive, and try to shift perspective about some things like that, and you may find a little gift in them. You may see their beauty. And I'm going to tell you a little story that it's so funny. Right before I was clicking on you, I thought, oh, I was going to tell them about this, how things kind of work out that you think are negative and sometimes. And so I'm going to share this story now because it fits in really well with the dandelion. I used to do a radio show on Contact Talk Radio Network, and they're great people. It was great to do the show there, but it was part of, you know, when I was going through this with some financial struggles and trying to make this all work, feeling so pushed and so called to do this work, but trying to figure out how to also afford to do this work. And so I was on Contact Talk. There was a cost to me each month, and it was a pretty significant cost to host the show. And, you know, that's how they make their money, and that's how they keep going. And I really just came to a point where I just couldn't make it work anymore. I mean, I was depleting my funds, and it was so much stress. And so I had to stop doing that, and I felt frustrated. It's like, why would you call me to do this? Why would you push me? Why would you guide, you know, give me that nudge and push and then make it so difficult? So let's see, I don't know how long it was, maybe a year that I didn't do a radio show at all, and I was really just having to keep it all together financially. But I had this, thought. I knew Blog Talk Radio was available, and I knew it was less expensive, but I didn't do it because there wasn't someone to screen the calls. And, you know, with Contact Talk Radio, there was someone that would do some of the technical stuff. And I thought, gosh, that's just too hard to do it all by myself on the broadcast. And, you know, how will I do that? And I really was just scared of the technology. What if I can't run it by myself? What if I goof it up? And so I didn't do it for a while. And I finally got in a little bit better place and decided, okay, I'm going to try this again. I'm going to try this on Blog Talk. And I did. It was, you know, much lower cost. And frankly, even that cost was a little bit tough at the time, but it was way, way lower. So I thought, I really just feel called to do this. I'm going to stick my neck out there again. And surprisingly, it was just as easy, if not easier, on Blog Talk. I don't feel like the show lost anything by not having someone actually answer the calls. It was so much about my fears and my perceptions, and it actually now has turned into such a blessing, because before I had that very specific time slot. If I couldn't do it then, I would just have to have them run an archive repeat of my show. I also had that certain, it was 1 hour or 55 minutes or whatever it was, and now I can say, okay, this show, I'm going to block out 90 minutes. If I only do 20, that's fine. If I do the whole 90, that's fine. And I feel like now I can really let Spirit be in charge. And if they want to say a lot that day, they can. If they want to say little, I don't feel like I have to be stuck in that. Gotta fill that space. What if there's nothing coming through? And it's like, well, that was there all along. I just couldn't see it the way that it was being. So that struggle really was pushing me in a way. I just had to see it differently, and that was my own inability to look at it for what it was. So I didn't mean to get off on a tangent about your message, but I wanted to share that of how maybe it can apply to you in some way of how you might be perceiving something in the way you always have that maybe isn't even the most perfect way that it can be. Does that make sense?
I have to think about it. It's possible.
Okay. I don't even know that there's anything specific, that it's maybe just that it's something for you to be aware of. I just lost my screen. Saying all that about how smoothly Block Talk is, I just lost my screen on it. Just be aware of that. Be aware. It doesn't feel like, oh, that's what you're missing, or just be aware of it. Now, I feel like, though, that there is some kind of question is there something that you sort of want some specific guidance on, but about a person or situation, or it feels like there's something that you maybe that if you ask, maybe it could give you some clarity that would really help you right now.
Okay.
Anything come to mind?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like there's a little tension in some situation. I want to say feels like relationship sort of tension, like something that's go ahead. Okay.
My husband got on my nerves yesterday.
Okay, well, that happens with people.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there something lingering there that you haven't said that you feel like you need to voice?
No, I think I'm just going to let it go.
Okay. I feel like the reason that came up to me might be that you should find a loving way to express it. And not, not in, like that there will be release for you and clarity for both of you, and that it's something it's like that when I was saying that, it's like a pebble in your shoe feeling, that if you don't express it, that it's just going to keep kind of, rubbing on you, and that I think you can find a way to lovingly express it.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want any more specific guidance on the specifics of that, or if that's just enough. And, I'm open either way if you want to ask any specific questions about it, or you may just know what you need to do or want to do.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. It sounds like to me that answer felt very peaceful to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm
right.
Not telling you what to do. I'm telling you the feeling I was getting is that there's something kind of, that pebble in the shoe that's going to, even if you just say I'm going to let it go, it won't really go away, but that there is a very peaceful and loving and positive outcome that can be there. So then you won't have the pebble in your shoe. So just think about
it.
Think about if you want to proceed that way. It is totally up to you. It is free will. But that was the feeling I was definitely getting. And it doesn't feel like it's anything huge, but that actually, as I say that, it doesn't feel like it's anything huge, but it feels like for some reason that it's going to be like huge relief for you to. So maybe it has to do sometimes. The people that are currently in our lives, and maybe there's something troubling us, on the right in the immediate. Sometimes it's also release of things, or revisiting of things that have always been there in other situations. And so, by dealing with it in the now, we can heal it for the past, present, and future. So it may be somehow that pebble that's in your shoe isn't exactly all relative to this specific thing, but by dealing with it in a loving way, you can rid yourself of it in any other little things that might have even been subconsciously there from the past. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a lovely rest of the day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. That's just good general advice for all of us. Try to look, you know, like the dandelions, try to see them sometimes as pretty little flowers like we did as children. You know, Jesus said that we need to enter the kingdom as little children, and I think that's what he meant, full of wonder and awe and seeing beauty, and that's just a very sweet message. And, you know, the great thing about these messages is I always think that they're definitely for me at the same time as they are for someone else, and I get some of my best messages when I'm giving them for someone else, and it's like, ah, I can relate to that. I can see, and reflecting on how that's been true for me solidifies it. And also I think that these messages come through simultaneously. Sometimes, you know, it's for the caller, but it also is for someone that's listening that isn't calling in, that can say, I have that little pebble in my shoe right now too, and maybe I should try to find a loving way to express it that's not argumentative or about blame, but just to express how I feel or whatever it is. So hopefully that also resonated with someone else. It did with me on a couple different levels. Okay, the next caller, again, if you're wanting to call in, the number is 347-633-9823. And remember that when you call, you're getting messages about your best step now, and that can be minor things or major things. And also remember, I don't bite. I always have loving messages and try to deliver them in a loving way. And, you know, when you're calling to find out about your best step forward now on your spiritual path, very rarely is it anything contentious. So it's always positive and fun and exciting if you're looking at it in that way. So the next caller, I guess it's a computer call because it's area code 111, the number 111111, which I love, all the 11s. But you'll hear an unmuted or similar kind of message, and then you'll know you're live.
Hi.
Hi,
thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Okay, Patricia. What can I do for you today? Do you have a specific question?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for mentioning, like when we're in the grocery store somewhere and we can feel that something's going to be happening to somebody, you know, just to be aware of it. And I want to thank you for that because I think that's happening, and I really appreciate you mentioning that.
Okay,
so,
good.
Thank you.
I get the feeling that you, I get the feeling that you do a lot of that, just let it radiate out, light, prayers, energy. So,
I do believe in paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what I'm doing right now. My specific question is, I've worked on myself for so long, and I have a job that where I do a lot of communication, and I try to incorporate my spirituality into it as much as I can on, you know, in the back burner. But
mm-hmm.
Do you see me doing anything like making a living in the future or working on it to where I'm maybe having a position where I'm doing more spiritual work, or am I okay where I am?
I don't get any really clear direction that way. I feel like everything for you is getting more and more spiritual, and I feel like you do a very good job of holding the spiritual in your day-to-day things. But let me tell you what the image I saw as you were talking, and I think maybe this is something for you to be mindful of, because you're being so spiritual, and sometimes how do I say this without, like, people will take advantage of that. And so what I saw for you was a bucket, and then it was the bucket had mud in it. And it was like the feeling, like, do you feel like you get the buckets of mud dumped on you a lot?
No, not anymore. Maybe a long time ago, but I've gotten past through all that.
Okay.
I'm in a way better place now.
Okay, it didn't even feel like you were in a bad place. It was almost like just empathy for, maybe it's about you carrying the energy of the bucket of mud or something. Even though you said no, and it felt like, and it's not even to contradict you saying no. It's more like, I know what it is. It's more like, I feel like right now, take care of yourself. Maybe you already are, but maybe right now pay some even more particular attention to taking care of yourself, because whether you realize it or not, I think you're carrying a lot of other people's energy and burdens. And if you can somehow, that's a good thing when you're doing that and when you're putting that light out, but somehow you're also indirectly and without even knowing it, maybe sort of like an energetic dumping ground. And so there's an upside to that. You're transmuting a lot of the mud for people around you, but the downside of that is you could be even brighter and lighter and even move into a more spiritual, more spiritually guided, like, profession type thing, but you're transmuting that energy in such a way that it's covering some of your light. Does that make sense?
Oh, I understand what it means. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my whole big thing here is, a lot of people do come to me, you know, when they have problems and stuff like that, and I noticed that I'm getting better at giving positive answers to where they leave in a more happy mood. But I do feel like, in the past and maybe even now, there is a lot of mud that come from people in a who have negativity, and I'm getting better at transmuting that into more positive and making them feel better about themselves. So I was just listening to you because I was wondering where that mud was all about. Yes, in the past I was stuck in the mud, but I got myself out of it, and now I'm helping others, but in a very good, positive way.
I just get chills on top of chills on top of chills as you are speaking right now. It's like your awareness is strong, and you're getting better and better and better at helping them transmute but not carrying it yourself.
Yes.
I feel like, though, there's just this conversation and just this awareness, somehow you're going to get even better at it. You're going to find a new level of balance that lets you be that light that people can sort of dump their troubles at, but not in such a way that they're just dumping their energy on you. You're going to empower them, and you already are. But somehow, and probably because you already are doing that, you're getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And so that, and stronger, and the power you're putting out is to me getting exponentially greater. And when that happens, I think you also have to be aware that you're going through a transition and you're going to be holding a really powerful energy, and our bodies aren't always used to that kind of energy, the body experience. So you're going to be sort of like juicing it up a notch. So be aware, too, you may feel tired. You may feel, because that's just part of holding that energy sometimes in this bodily way. So take care of yourself, too. But I just see, like, explosion of energy of in that light kind of energy, that light you're giving off. And and to go back to your question about do I see you doing this in maybe more of a profession type, when you first said that, I wasn't getting anything either way. And now it's like as you get more adept at not letting the energy get dumped on you when people, you know, and you get stronger and stronger at that and more capable of navigating it, then your energy is getting stronger and stronger. And actually, yes, I do see it somehow opening up into something that is going to either coordinate with what you're currently doing in a more spiritual way or maybe even a whole new direction for you. So it's all really the energy, even as I'm saying that, is so intense that it's almost like making my hands shake, you know, or it is making my hands slightly shake. So it's very, very intense. And you're going in the right direction because you are, you know, we all go through that. We get the mud dumped on us and we don't know how to deal with it and we want to be so helpful.
Yeah.
And you have gotten stronger and stronger and stronger, and you're about to go into a phase of it getting even more strong than it has been. And it is going to, you know, so be aware. You may feel those trembles and the same thing where your body, it's a really high level energy. And it is part of your purpose and what you're putting out to other people. But if you have the physical confusion and tiredness and all that, be aware of that and make sure you get rest and you take care of that. Lots of water, you know, just whatever you have to do to also take care of the body part, you know, the body aspect, the tiredness, because it will. It's powerful energy, Patricia. And you will feel moments of elation because of that energy, and then thump. Don't get afraid when you feel that. Kind of just smile and know what it is, but also make sure that you don't neglect rest and things like that. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm already experiencing the fatigue. I have to mm-hmm. take a nap every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to.
Yes, yes.
I do so much astral travel, and it's like, mm-hmm. but it's a good thing.
It is.
I think, you know, like you said, I'm in this transition, and thank God for people like you to explain what's going on, because, you know, there are people out there that are not going to know.
Yeah.
And so, I do. And with me, it's just I've just had to just sit back and let it flow.
Well, even every time you speak, I keep getting chills because your voice vibration is very strong. You have a soft voice, but the power really comes through, at least for me, because I'm kind of tuned into that. And let me tell you, girl, it's strong. So you just stay on this path. You get your rest. Do you sing at all?
I listen to music. I'm going more towards the joy side of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
mm-hmm.
I do love to sing and walk and be out in nature. And
okay.
Yes, I can, like a child.
It feels like to me something about voice is going to become more prominent in how you spread that light. It may be just a vibration of your voice. It has healing ability. So just keep up what you're doing. It's very, very intense, and very good things can come from it. So just keep
wonderful.
It up.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate you very
thank
much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for what you do.
All right. You're very welcome, and thank you so much for calling. It really lifted me up to talk to you. So you have a great day.
Okay. You all. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, I just love this. You know, all the calls are so beneficial to all of us, every person, you know, that's calling in. It blesses me, and Kathy and Patricia both just, you know, gave me good feelings, and it's exciting where we are. I think we've all come through this the toughness of bringing this energy in, and now we're getting more, I guess we're adapted to it better so we can navigate it better, but it also, by bringing it in, we bring in stronger light and with healing and power and the ability to bring miracles in bigger ways and faster ways than, you know, it's like there have been blockades to that for so long. So, okay, more calls, so I'm going to jump right into the next one. It's area code 831, and you'll hear a computer voice to tell you it's unmuted, and that means you're live.
I'm Hello? Live.
You're live. You're live.
Hi,
on the air.
My name is Lisa Ray, and I'm calling from California.
And okay, there was a little glitch when you said your name, so will you say that again?
Lisa Ray.
Desiree. Oh, that's beautiful how you say it. Okay.
Thank you.
And you said from California?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Any other information?
Okay. No, whatever. Do you have a question or?
Well, lots of shifting going on. And I'm actually very calm after listening to your last caller right now. I am. Most of it in the career point of view. Mm-hmm. I enjoy what I do. It's just not financially supportive. So I know this is the right path, but what direction do I need to take it? Where do I go? What's the next level?
Okay. And I'm scribbling things down while you're talking.
That's okay.
Okay. Sunflowers came up. And so I don't know if there's any symbolic significance. It felt like to me when the sunflowers, it was like, okay, it was sort of like a garden used to have sunflowers, and now some of the sunflowers are obscured or not there, and tend the garden to let the sunflowers come back through. So symbolically, whether... You know, there may not be any specific sunflower meaning to you. Symbolically, it was, you know, sunflowers and sun and sunshine and light. It's a process of, I'm trying to put this feeling into words, of some of that being covered up, and you're going to do tending the garden to let those be strong and healthy again so that it fully shines through. And that's what you're kind of the rejuvenation of that is where you are right now. And then I saw a little box. It looked like to me one of those little boxes that locks. So I don't know how that connects, but I think once we talk that there will be something that comes through. So I want you, I know you said about career, and then I started getting these images and I wanted to write it down because there was more than one. So will you back up for me and say what you were asking about career, and I'll see how if that sort of opens up the images and messages clearer for me.
All those things, mm-hmm. Well, I have explanations for all those things.
Oh, good, but, good. Then do that first.
Okay. Okay. The other day, what I do is independent living skills instructor. Mm-hmm. I'm also an LVN or LPN in some parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And as a nurse, I've also been called a life coach. And mm-hmm. The sunflower was symbolic because somebody just told me that I am like a sunflower. I bring that beauty into their lives.
Oh.
And the way she described it was that it was nourishing because not only do I provide what plants give out, but the sunflower has the seeds, and I mm-hmm. input the seeds into these individuals.
Okay, no, that makes sense for the rejuvenation that I was feeling.
Rebirth.
That yes.
I'm basically somebody who goes in, and these are all mentally challenged individuals, and we give them skills to manage living in society as well as respite care for their caregivers, mm-hmm. be it family or friends. And then the box is where I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling right now, and I am so ready. I'm itching to unlock the box, and that
yeah,
box
okay.
is the was something that I've been married 10 weeks now, and my husband said to me, you're boxed in. You need to unlock it.
See, so it's beautiful when we start getting these simultaneous messages, because, for one, it helps us really know that Spirit's really talking to me. You know, when you hear sunflower from someone and then you hear it from someone, you know, and you hear it from me in a way that's like, this is a message for you, and, you know, and then the same thing with the box. So I love that. It's beautiful. And you know, when we're open to it, angels and spirit will do that all the time. And it'll be like, why do I keep hearing about sunflowers? Let me think about it. You know, so that this really... it just excites me. All of these calls excite me so much. I think there are just so many gateways and doorways that have opened up now, and this kind of communication is going to get more pronounced in all of our lives, and we're going to get it. We're just going to be communicating on this feeling level more even than words. You know, the words are going to be a part of it. Also, yeah. So go ahead.
Part of what you gave me was the confirmation, but the other, what you just spoke of, is that we have lost and the ability to trust our intuition due to technology. And not to put my husband down, because he's a genius when it comes to computers, but there's a level of just trusting ourselves and the confirmation that people are losing their self-trust. They're losing their self-confidence.
Now,
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And I feel this, like, sometimes I get things like just want to blurt out, and when it's like coming through, in mind that, and it's so funny because I have some really, really close spiritual sisters. We call it our little sisterhood, and we were having a conversation similar to this today online, it's about the different roles and how we're all playing roles that kind of weave together, but yet sometimes they feel like a totally different path and that's okay, because, you know, they sort of all work together in a tapestry. And the technology that your husband is genius at, and I'm not, and you say you're not or whatever, but those people also are playing an important role, because we can communicate, like right now, on the computer and this broadcast, and we can create communities on Facebook, or, you know, where we choose our like-minded, and we can have these spiritual connections. And so everybody is becoming, you know, they're whether we believe it or not or understand it or not, it's beautiful how different people have their own genius. And But you're so right, too, is that we've lost that ability to connect. And so sometimes, and probably maybe even most times in the world right now, people go into professions or careers, or what their whole life is really just about, well, where's the job, and everybody's on this, or not everybody,
financial
but so
security.
Many people are on a treadmill because, well, which job's going to pay me the most, and you're so right that we've lost that just feel kind of following our feelings. We're too much in our intellect for, is that going to support me? Is that going to do this? Is that going to no? If you do that, you're never going to make a living. And we don't follow that intuition. And some people either luck up, or because they can somehow are attached, they find that passion and they connect it with a profession, but so many people don't. And we're moving, and this is so aligned with what you said, and so it's like affirmation for me too. We're moving to, at least those who are surrendering to it, are moving to a more almost telepathic way of communicating. And so we use words, because in this world, words, you know, and that kind of communication are still important, and it's still very, very valuable, but we're also moving more to feeling. And oftentimes, you may feel this, I know I do, the words don't match the feelings. And what somebody's saying is not what the vibe you're getting from them. And for me, I'm getting better at identifying what it is and just kind of holding a moment. And it's, for me, it creates sort of an anxiety. and I can't pinpoint.
Well, and that anxiety, see, that's another thing. That anxiety, especially in my field of behavioral science, it is brought on by what I'm actually writing a paper on this called the sitcom theory. Everybody thinks something's going to be resolved within 15, 30, 45, or 60 minutes. You know, a crime scene doesn't, and I can say this because I'm a retired cop, that, you know, it takes time to investigate all the leads and to get there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen in 60 minutes or a miniseries. It's, or the 48 hours. It really does take a lot of more time. But that anxiety, it brings anxiety. Now, I also work OBGYN, and when I was pregnant with my two children, I knew. I didn't even have to have an x-ray. I knew I was having a girl. Mm-hmm. I knew I was having a boy. I knew who their spirit guides. Mm-hmm. I trusted the earth. I trusted. And people don't feel the earth anymore. You know, farmers, they trust what they see and feel more than what the almanac or what computers are telling them now. It's you know, grounding yourself. But when I'd ask a new patient that would come in, I'm like, so what do you feel like you're having? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Don't you have a dream? Didn't you have an inhalation? I don't know. I'm having an x-ray. I'm like,
now,
really?
You know, the good thing is, that more people are returning to intuition. Sometimes, you know, well, you've probably experienced this, probably anyone listening that is, you know, connected in this way or even believes in this type of connection, you know, when you do that, sometimes people think you're crazy. And, you know, so I would say to people, always turn to your intuition if it's about health or like, you know, it, your higher self, your intuition, you know, that's connection to God and source and spirit and whatever you want to call it. You have more knowledge than you realize if you'll get quiet and connect. And, you know, sometimes so much of the world is about fear and you're going to get this disease and you're going to... And I find, and it's more and more often, the more deeply spiritual, you know, the more I follow the spiritual path and the more I surrender to that, so many things that are in the world that are like, well, if you do this, you're going to get this and you're going to get it. And when I just stop and say, no, I'm not. It's the fear that we attach to that also creates it many times. And people aren't, well, more people are finding that intuitive connection, but when you do, I believe, and, you know, I'm not in the medical profession, but I believe that when we follow it, our physical healing even is affected when we follow it and we don't just attach to the thinking and the fear that comes along with the thinking too much. And I think our healing on every level is guided by our intuition and our willingness to sometimes shove aside some of the fears and the negative and allow ourselves that balance. The world, one of the things about technology, as great as it is that if you go through technology, you know, like the television and the many, 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 many channels we have and then internet, that it's great because we can communicate in these great ways, but also such a large portion of the communication becomes negative about all the awful things.
Yes.
And,
right.
You know, follow your intuition.
I always tell people, it's good to feel that fear. Now, what's causing that fear? Okay, so now fix it. I mean, you have to have...
That's a great way to put it. You can... Fear gives you a place to focus or address and questions to ask. Yeah.
Okay, you're feeling the shift. Like, I'm feeling the shift these last few months. And part of it is I do not like feeling restricted. And I'm fine until the boss says, no, you can't do that now. But you asked me to do that. So I was prepared. You weren't. So I'm tired of this yo-yo that I'm feeling with my employer.
Yes.
But,
here we go. This is... When you said something, you referred back to the box. I'm tired of this box.
Yeah.
Before you said boss, and no, you can't. Yeah. I already felt that. I felt like, oh, yeah, your boss is just this way.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't mean
but,
the
know,
boss
like,
is a bad person. Yeah.
She's actually very spiritual, but she's thinking inside a financial box. She's not looking. You gave me a job to do.
Yeah.
I did the job, but you weren't prepared for the results to come back soon.
Yeah.
You know, that's not my problem. That's not
Okay, now, see, this is yet another way that these two images, the sunflowers and the lockbox, are going to intertwine.
Uh-huh.
How you are going to, how you, I think, can help shift her outside of the box, which also allows you to shift outside of that box, is planting the seeds, it's like the sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it may, you know, you the suggestions you make to her, or she may be one of those people where if you kind of make
you
a
have
suggestion,
to say it
but let her
seven
think
times.
That she made it. But hey, if you get the end result, you know, she may
the
be one of those. So somehow I think you're going to find some ways to plant seeds. That's going to be your, you know, that next step forward to, you want to open that box. You're going to have to plant some seeds to do it and maybe let her decide to let them grow. And so there's another angle to approach this. And I think it's by those more subtle seeds and nurturing those. And I think you're going to get some good results. It feels like that box is going to open up. It really does.
Oh, good. As long as it's not Pandora's box. I'm okay.
Yeah. Hopefully not. No, it's not going to be. So just shift your, you know, think about the seed planting and feel that as you feel that in energy. Like, you know, okay, well, if you're having to deal with her and she's resistant and you just feel yourself as you're speaking, like sprinkling the seeds around.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you feel or see me going on my own with this type of life coach, independent living skills? Do you see that occurring?
And the reason I'm not saying anything is I'm trying to absorb it kind of as you're asking. I think that's a real possibility in a little bit more private, you know, like doing the same thing, but doing sort of the same thing. So are you working with elderly? Is that?
I do work with a couple of elderly, but I'm generally it's with the mentally challenged.
Okay.
Asperger's, autism, bipolar.
Okay.
And I like to look at it, my first degree is in traditional Chinese medicine, so I like to look at it as a whole body, not rather than just the pharmaceutical end of it.
Okay, now this goes back to the earlier message, and I'm sure you're totally aware of this, but I want to point it out for anybody listening too, the dandelion and those patients or clients or whatever that you work with, and I already know you see it this way, it is not necessarily an affliction. Sometimes it may be a gift. But in our world, we can only see, quote-unquote, normal as okay, as the pretty flowers. And we don't look at the dandelion like a child as the pretty flower. We look at it as a weed. And you're working with these people, and you have that ability. You have the ability, because you're more intuitive and you're allowing that intuition to see that, well, maybe that Asperger's patient is maybe actually it's gifts that don't fit into the world, but the gifts are magnificent, you know?
I look at it as this. I'm not a religious person, but having traveled many worlds as well as many countries, I look at each one of these clients, the patients, as my Buddha. They give me a message every day.
Absolutely. And they are gifts to the world in ways that so many times we can't see because we get caught in, oh, isn't that sad? You know, isn't and we're stuck locked in that box, our thinking as a society. Mm-hmm. So your contribution is letting, this is just so perfect how it's intertwining, the way I felt it in the beginning, the sunflowers that are sort of covered up. This has so many layers, these messages today.
Yes.
The sunflowers that are covered up, that you're allowing to shine, and that's your path. Well, that's also about your patience, the sunflowers. And then that allows your own sunflower to be bigger and be rejuvenated and restored, and it opens up a whole new box of thinking that you know, a whole new way of thinking we're locked into so much in our society. Every time you open up and you let one of those sunflowers uncover it, you're contributing to that locked in way of thinking being shifted. So it's beautiful. It's just all of these messages.
So I am in the right field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I think it's interesting that you said you were in law enforcement before. You were a police officer.
Yes, I was.
I think that's really interesting because that requires intuition, too, to be really good at it. You know?
I'm a firefighter and alum and retired cop. Yeah.
And all of those things have helped you. So it's really awesome. You just keep uncovering those sunflowers and letting them shine. And the whole dandelion message plays into it, too, of, you know, you aren't seeing those people as weeds. You're helping them bring their gifts out. And it's all just really, really beautiful. So fabulous call today. So you keep
it
up. And I can say this now, I'm getting this coming through, like, oh, you are definitely in the right field. So you're going to adjust it and maybe do it your own way, but you're on in the right area. So
So here's my frustration. I'm going to share it. I hate society's way of I'm judged by the levels of degrees that I have, and it's wait a minute.
I know it's hard to dismiss it. It's, you know, it's so funny. Again, all these overlapping things. I am working on another book, and one of the things that just keeps, and I can't always find the right words, put it on paper, but that is a big, big, big message right now. The degrees and all that, and you'll probably like hear, I feel so strongly, that's going to get turned upside down. In the future. And not that it's not admirable to, you know, seek that kind of education and learn, but there's so much more to be learned outside of it, and we have gotten so focused on credentials that so many times in other ways, because the if there is a downside to that is, well, when you get very, very educated, you're only educated inside that box of the way it's always been.
Thank you.
And so the people that are educated that can also step outside the box, they can be wonder workers, but we shouldn't measure intelligence by the degrees, because right now the whole energy is being turned upside down, and sometimes those things can impede someone's ability to think outside the box. To me, spirit, to me, all the time, just kind of does the big eye roll. Like, what the heck is that all about?
I'm the one who says, why not? I cannot tell you how many doctors, I'm like, okay, that's your opinion. That's why it's called malpractice.
Yeah. And then you hear that, well, I'm the one with the medical degree.
Oh, believe me, I've got, you're just a counselor. And I look at him like, I'm also a nurse.
Intuitive knowledge.
Oh, you're a nurse?
Is going to be taking over intuitive knowledge. So the people that have, well, and there are plenty of them that are also opening up to intuitive knowledge, and they're kind of leading the way in their own circles, which is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So much of that, and I just, right now, I hear spirit just having like a big cackle.
what a crazy way
you've created down there. Of learning and what's knowledge. So anyway, you just keep doing what you're doing. Do it with grace and laughter and humor, and you're going to be fine. And you're planting more seeds already than you even realize. So,
okay, good.
Okay. You just keep laughing.
I enjoy this. Thank you so much for the energy. I appreciate it.
Okay, I do too. Thank you. All right. You have a great day.
You too, darling.
Bye bye. Okay, what a fun day, and how nice when these messages overlap, and it's so cool when I can see them. I'm talking to one, and I revert back to another because I see that as the images, like being shoved in front of me again, and the dandelions, don't forget. So one message leads into another, and we're all getting that, and it's fun. What a lovely mix of calls. Okay. The next call is area code 210. Thank you so much. You've been holding a long time, and you're going to be on air here any minute.
Hello?
Yes. Thank you for your patience. You waited a long time.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay. So what is your name, your first name?
It's Pearl.
Pearl? Okay. That's a lovely image in itself. Pearls of wisdom. And you're from Texas, okay. Yes. Do you have a question today, Pearl?
I do. I'm in a dilemma. I've been working on my final project. I went to school before I graduate. And I am sitting here looking at this project, and I went back into it to fulfill a soul mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I keep finding, why is it so hard for me to complete this project? It's like, you know, there was fear and I was intimidated because it was so large and I was being blocked. And then I keep going back to, you know, I want to change the direction that I've had like 8 weeks to complete it. And now I want to change the direction that I've gone because I don't like it. It hasn't flowed.
I'm laughing because if I could show you what I drew while you were talking, I'm going to try to describe it. Because, oh boy, could I feel exactly where you were? And so many times I usually see some sort of image of something, you know, like the sunflowers or the, and so, you know, you said you were Pearl from Texas, and I drew this zigzaggy squiggly line, you know, like vertical. It was started at the top and zigzaggy down. And then I got to the bottom and my pen just went like up and around and back to the top and an arrow. like
so that means I'm all over the place.
Well, it was what you were, it's what you're feeling though. It's this zigzag, like something's not quite sinking. Okay. What is this, you're finishing up? What is the project? What's the topic of the project? Maybe we can get some.
It's an interior design project.
Interior design.
It's a very large. Yeah, so it's like a 4,000. It's like a really big, like a 4,000 square foot job, and so
okay.
It's a mock job, and it's all, you know, you present, mm-hmm. you need to do a presentation, you present your boards and all everything else. But what I don't, you know, not only am I learning how to, you know, put the project together and then get the samples and do all that stuff. I keep going in different directions because I don't know.
Okay, it feels like to me there's something about, okay, so this is an interior design project. Are you studying to be an interior designer? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so, but I wanted to clarify just to make sure. I assume, you know, that that would be the... Okay, it feels like to me this zigzaggy feeling. What when you say it's a mock job? What is it, like a kitchen, an office? What?
It's a restaurant. But I'm looking. The answer that I'm looking for is where's the flow? If this is supposed to be a soul path and a journey that I'm on, and I'm
okay, and I'm about to tell you that.
Okay. Where's the flow?
Part of it is that the particular project, you're struggling with it because that's not really the area of focus where maybe your greatest gifts are. So, okay, this is a restaurant. This is a commercial thing. It's a big project. And what I'm feeling for you, this may or may not resonate right now, but like that maybe your focus is going to be on the small and on things like when people downsize and making maximum use of small spaces. And there's a trend in that right now. You know, people, even tiny house, even getting like really small. I feel like somewhere inside you, your gifts are about that, maximize. And so part of the reason you're zigzagging on this particular, don't worry about it, you're going to get through this one just fine, is that it's not really where your soul feels like your gifts are. So did you want maybe some guidance to get through this project? Because you have to get through it, obviously.
Yes, and it's okay. Getting, because the flow is missing, it's getting bigger.
Okay.
Then it's getting too big because I'm losing time.
Okay, and I keep feeling downside. When I said that about working with small spaces, does that at all stir anything in you? Just aside from the project. Let's forget about the project for a second.
I don't know that I want to do residential. I don't know I've ever, you know, I want to know how to do it, but I don't really know that I want to do it.
Okay, well,
you know,
it may even be somehow maximizing space even in commercial settings, but being applying the genius to how to, but there's something about that you will probably be very good at, which is also probably why you're feeling like this restaurant is getting too big. And I don't know the parameters of the project, but can you rein it in? Can you make it smaller? Or do you have to have it a certain, like, is it square footage based?
No, there's parameters that are set. What I want to do is I want to find the flow.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make the project flow to where my creativity sinks in? That's
okay.
What I'm missing. Is it the color wave? Wave that I'm in?
Okay, let me just have a little bit of, just let me just try to, like, be silent for a second, see if anything comes,
okay.
So that I don't want to, like, your suggestion to jump on, you know, let me see what, how you get it flowing, your creativity, or how you get the actual design flowing, like the restaurant traffic flow, which one are you?
The flow of the design, putting everything together.
Okay. But I mean, from
hard.
A creativity standpoint or something like the flow in the restaurant of how it's laid out specifically with the design or just you're feeling blocked creatively?
I'm feeling blocked creatively.
Okay.
I need to know which color direction to go.
Okay.
I think the color wave, I think, is blocking me. But at this point, mm-hmm. if I change, it's a massive number of samples to come in a very short amount of time.
Okay.
But I'm feeling blocked. There's got to be an easier way if people do jobs like this.
Okay. And see, this is a little bit hard for me to zero in on because I don't know if you were listening earlier. My thing is usually on your spiritual path, you know, and how that applies. So
okay.
I'm feeling something here, but I'm feeling like, this is... Okay, I'm feeling like this is where intuition can come in, and I want and it's sort of like that trust your gut, trust the messages and intuition you get. I feel like in the next little bit, if you'll trust and ask for it, that the colors are going to jump out at you or appear to you in other things. So I want you to do this. I want you to try to find a really peaceful space within yourself about it because you've got, you know, you're anxious because you're up against time. And I feel like the colors are going to be right before your eyes and the affirmation of the colors are going to be sort of before your eyes but not looking at your project. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Take a walk, get... whatever, you may turn on the television in a color, you know, that you're going to get some guidance that way if you'll ask for it and you'll be open to seeing it. And you can apply that, everybody can, in any part of your life when you feel like you need to make, you know, to just say that prayer of show me and let me have my eyes open to see it or hear it or whatever. So you're applying this very specifically to something like a design and like color, but it works for us in every aspect of our life, whether it is a job or a project, or if you just have that moment of peace and you say you're willing to, you know, whatever blocks you have, release them and please show me. I feel like you're going to get some, believe it or not, color guidance that is going to become obvious to you. and it's gonna, and
it has to knock me over.
I ask for that. I say that, like, give me a message, and sometimes I don't get them, so make it, like, so obvious that it's going to either knock me over or make me burst out in laughter at how humorous it is. So I think you're going to get that. Try to take some breaths and be calm. But I want you also keep in mind there's something about as you progress in your career, something about you'll have a gift at making the most out of space.
I can do that. That makes sense.
That's a gift for you. And let me tell you, with the trends in our world, that's a very valuable gift. It's a very valuable gift monetarily to you and in your career, but it also is a very valuable gift of what you're giving other people. If you can help them, and not even necessarily residential, even in a shop or a commercial, if you can help people maximize space, but even think of it beyond, like, how much that helps the world. If you can get the same job done more efficiently in smaller space, that helps things like how much energy is used, how much heating, cooling, you know. So I think that's your gift. And that's what, once you get through all this, I think if you hone in on that, you're going to see a lot of brilliance come through of maximizing smaller space for people. Okay?
Yeah, I call it condensing things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've got a real gift for that. And so pay attention and follow some of that and put it into practice and see what happens. I think it's really and it's funny how those kind of things can ripple out. I mean, you can be helping the environment. You can be, you know what I'm saying? That there's more to design than just looking pretty. The real design is when the function and some of the ingenuity that can be applied. So, but take a deep breath, ask for those colors to knock you over, and then sort of try to forget about it and go about your day or a walk or a drive, and allow the colors to kind of come at you in that way. Okay?
Okay. I just think that if you're, like, I'm in the right soul path, and I know that I'm on the right way. I just think that when you're doing those things that are aligned with the universe and trying to follow that advice, that the flow has to be there too, and I must be off track not to be in that flow.
Well, I think maybe it's because, you know, you're getting assigned this project. It may really not be where your heart is in designing, and that can create that lack of flow too. It's just, you know, so.
Okay.
So that's okay. Just relax about it. It's, you know, ask that it be shown to you, ask that it be obvious and knock you over, and I think you'll be okay. And okay. You know, you get through this project and then you can begin, you know, then you get to choose more directly where you want to focus. So, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for helping me to get on my soul path. Thank you.
And, you know, everything we do, in some way, it connects to our soul path. And when we can align the things we do day to day in business or career profession, then that's when all of life starts to sync together, because everybody can contribute in every, like, I was talking with the earlier caller about, you know, her husband being computers and technology, and that contributes to the world too. And then interior design contributes greatly to our enjoyment of our lives. And when you have a gift for downsizing, you can even be contributing to the world in a greater way. So it's really beautiful. You know, everybody has their place to contribute, and when we align with it, it feels so good, and we're energized. It becomes like not even work. So good luck to you in that, and calm down. You're going to get your colors, and it's going to be okay. You're going to get the flow to get through this, and then you can focus on the things that are more precisely aligned with the gifts.
There's only 2 weeks left. I better come fast. Thank you.
Yay! All right.
Thank you. I appreciate your
good
help.
Luck. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, what an interesting show. We're getting down to the last few minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up here. And revisit what the topic was, making the deeper connection to your soul journey. And calls today, I think, were so much about that because wherever we are, whatever job we're doing, whatever situation we have in our lives, if we're wanting to connect in a deeper way, we can, and those messages will come to us either directly in our hearts or the things that people say to us, or you call into a show like this, or you read a book that clicks with you, and it's a beautiful thing when we choose to align with spirit and connect in that way. It's kind of like raising your hand. I'm ready, God. Lead me in that way. And when we really mean it and we're willing to maybe get off the beaten path, get out of, as one of the callers, the locked box, it will happen. And that doesn't mean that we don't feel sometimes turmoil or confusion, because I always say we still live in this world. This world does it one way, spirit does it another, and we have to find that common ground. It's not always easy, but if we trust and we hold even just a tiny bit to that idea of I want to know my purpose and I want to follow it, and we hold on to God and spirit even just by a tiny thread in those moments when it seems like everything's going the opposite direction, then we'll be okay and we'll get through it. It may take a while, it may take longer than we thought, but if you can hold that tiny bit of faith and let it one by one negate the fears, then you'll be okay. We all will. And the beautiful thing is, because so many have followed their paths and also have been willing to think outside the box and outside the boundaries and see spirit and energy in a different way and understand the healing and miracles and the things that are right there at our fingertips, because so many people have taken that journey, it's easier for everybody else, and more people are being called that way because of that vibration being more prominent for others to attach to. So every day when you get up, you're contributing to that, or you have the ability to, you have the gifts to, as long as you set the intention in that direction. And so I want you to take it day by day. That's what I do. You have a bad day, well, the next day you just set your intention on light, and you don't always have to have all the answers in the bigger picture and how is my path, what is my path, but you'll get glimpses of it and you'll get this stirring in your soul. Something ignites a passion and that helps guide you to what your deeper soul journey is. So take it one day at a time. Ask for it. Stay committed to asking for it, and ask that your eyes and ears be open to seeing and hearing what those paths are, and it's all going to be beautiful. Thank you so much to the callers. Like I said earlier on, I was a little bit apprehensive because I haven't done the show in a while, and so it was just beautiful. It was a gift to me. Thank you so much. May you all be blessed with showers of miracles, and may you share those with others. Have a wonderful week. Really quickly, the most central place that I communicate and when I announce shows, because when I'm on schedule, I do them on Tuesdays, but sometimes I may start throwing in it. Sometimes I do it on a different day, and I may start throwing in some more shows. This one just was such a blessing. But if you're on Facebook, go to my fan page, which is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And so I follow the ideas in general of A Course in Miracles, and then other positive thought, a lot of my own thoughts that related to miracles and A Course in Miracles. So like the page and you'll get announcements. You can also, on this Blog Talk Radio site. If you can also join that, and you'll get a message as to when I schedule a new show. But please do go to the fan page on Facebook if you can, and that's a great way for us to stay in touch. And love to you all. Thank you for being here. And I'm going to close out with On Wings of Love that my friend Charlotte wrote and her husband wrote the music to. So let yourself listen to that and be uplifted. Have a great rest of the day. Love to you all.
Everywhere. open up your heart to love.